Good morning. We're glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and we're glad to welcome visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope you'll come and join us again. If you are not in the fellowship hall this morning to celebrate Julie after her 12 years of ministry here among us, I think there are many of us who were not there, and why don't we celebrate Julie right now? I've given her the sermon time to sit. Also be aware that following our worship service, the children are going to be collecting in the narthex.
They are with buckets with cows and pigs and whatever.
You'll see an announcement in your Go and Serve about that. They're collecting change to provide a good gift to some of our neighbors. And there's more information in that about in your Go and Serve about that. And we're drawing close to time for Family Promise. So Shannon, I'll call on you.
Good morning. Family Promise, we will be hosting next week. 1 week we will have families here. We have 3 families, 10 individuals, 2 babies, 3 mamas, and 1 daddy. Kind of feel like a partridge in a pear tree, right? But we will be hosting these families next week, and we are still in need of volunteers to make this week happen. So if you are available, please consider volunteering. Although that it is the summer months here, homelessness does not take a vacation. Also, I did fall down a little bit, and I forgot about the laundry, so I will have laundry ready this afternoon. So those who have signed up to freshen it, I will have that ready. And then this afternoon, or right after worship today, in the conference room, I will have Meet the Families, where for those that are volunteering, I can give you more information on the families that we will host next week. So hope to see you there. Thank you.
Before you put that away, yes. Which conference room?
The back conference okay. room. Yes, sorry, thank the one in Bob.
Okay, thank you. Just had to be sure because there's another meeting in the front one. I wanted to make sure we were okay. Great, thank you. Let's prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
seeking reconciliation with God and neighbor, let us remember the gift of baptism and confess our sin. God of mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, against one another, and against the earth entrusted to our care. We are worried and distracted by many things, and we fail to love you above all else. We store up treasures for ourselves and turn away from our neighbors in need. Forgive us that we may live in the freedom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. When we were laid low by sin and guilt, God made us alive together with Christ, forgiving us all our trespasses by taking our sins to the cross. In love, Christ has set us free. Rejoice in this good news. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of all and for our salvation, let us pray the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, you are the city that shelters us, the mother who comforts us. With your Spirit, accompany us on our life's journey, that we may spread your peace in all the world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. See.
Thank you. not sure I can follow up that. A reading from Isaiah. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious bosom. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your body shall flourish like the grass, and it shall be known that the hand of the Lord is with his servants, and his indignation is against his enemies. The word of the Lord. A reading from Galatians. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I am writing in my own hand. It is those who want to make good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into the streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
It's a story that sneaks up on you. There once was a group called the Fisherman's Fellowship. They were surrounded by streams and lakes full of hungry fish. They met regularly to discuss the call to fish and the thrill of catching fish. They got excited about fishing. Someone suggested that they needed a philosophy of fishing, so they carefully defined and redefined fishing and the purpose of fishing. They developed fishing strategies and tactics. Then they realized that they had been going at it backwards. They had approached fishing from the point of view of the fisherman and not from the point of view of the fish. How do fish view the world? How does the fisherman appear to the fish? What do fish eat and when? These are all good things to know. So they began research studies and attended conferences on fishing. Some traveled to faraway places to study different kinds of fish with different habits. Some got PhDs in fishology. But no one had yet gone fishing. So a committee was formed to send out fishermen. As prospective fishing places outnumbered fishermen, the committee needed to determine priorities. A priority list of fishing places was posted on bulletin boards in all of the fellowship halls. But still, no one was fishing. So a survey was launched to find out why. Most did not answer the survey, but from those who did, it was discovered that some felt called to study fish, a few to furnish fishing equipment, and several to go around encouraging the fishermen. What with the meetings and conferences and seminars, they simply didn't have time to fish. Now, Jake was a newcomer to the Fishermen's Fellowship. After one stirring meeting of the fellowship, Jake went fishing. He tried a few things, got the hang of it, and caught a choice fish. At the next meeting, he told his story, and he was honored for his catch and then scheduled to speak at all the fellowship chapters and tell how he did it. Now, because of all the speaking invitations and his election to the board of directors of the Fishermen's Fellowship, Jake no longer had time to go fishing. Soon, he began to feel restless and empty. He longed to feel that tug on the line once again. So he cut the speaking, resigned from the board, and he said to a friend, "Let's go fishing." And they did, just the two of them, and they caught fish. The members of the Fishermen's Fellowship were many. The fish were plentiful, but the fishers were few. You know, when we tend to picture Jesus and his followers, most of us probably think of Jesus and 12 other guys. But then we get a gospel reading like the one today, and suddenly we discover that Jesus sent out 70 followers to preach and teach. And that's not all. They were also supposed to heal the sick and proclaim that the kingdom of God had come near. Can you imagine? Jesus trusted 70 preachers, 35 teams of preachers to go out and tell the good news of God and God's love. It's amazing. None of them had seminary training. None of them were biblical scholars. In fact, they really hadn't had all that much time with Jesus yet. And still, Jesus sent them out. The good news is meant to be shared far and wide by those who trust Jesus and who follow him. This is a reminder to all the followers of Jesus of every time and place. Sharing the good news is not just the responsibility of professionals like the clergy. Sharing the good news is the calling of everyone who follows Jesus. You see, far too often, we treat being part of the church like the Fishermen's Fellowship. But we are called to do more than to talk and study about it. We are called to go out with the good news of Jesus, with our words and with our deeds. We share the message by welcoming others, sharing bread with the hungry, and offering compassion to the afflicted. We proclaim the kingdom of God, and we live in the kingdom of God. About 2 weeks ago, I had gone to get some lunch, and as I left the place where I was eating, there was a woman standing near the door waiting for her order. As I made my way past her, she said, "Have a blessed day." Now, that's not unusual, but then she went on. "Have a blessed day," she said, and then there was a little pause before she added, "In Christ." Now, she didn't know me, but I have to say I marveled at her courage and her conviction. She was out fishing. It was that simple. We have received the good news of God's love. Let's go fishing. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of grace, you have filled us with your love. Now fill us with your Spirit. Strengthen our faith. Give us the eyes to see you active in our lives with your blessing and love. Then open our hearts to bear one another's burdens, living and giving Christ's word of peace to all your people. Lord, in your mercy, God, our protector, we pray for all those who live amidst war and disaster and whose hearts know only sadness and pain. Grant them peace and help, merciful Lord. Lead us to work to make our world a place of peace and understanding and love. Lord, in your mercy, God of gentleness, we pray for the sick, the sorrowed, those frightened or alone. Give them all a generous measure of your grace that they might experience the nearness of your kingdom. Bless all in any need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, God of all joy, bless this congregation with time for family and friends. May this summer refresh and revitalize our love for those who are closest to us. May we be refreshed and renewed and better able to experience your love and better able to live your love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace. With you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Bread, peace be with you. With you, Kayla. Bread, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. I gotta go back.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God,
for the greening earth given for all, for the talents we are given to share, and for this bread and wine. Transform us to be the body of Christ, that feasting on this food and drink, our lives may reflect your generosity. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest.
Night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The power and the glory forever and ever.
Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, in this holy communion, you have welcomed us into your presence, nourished us with words of mercy, and fed us at your table. Amid the cares of this life, strengthen us to love you with all our heart, serve our neighbors with a willing spirit, and honor the earth you have made. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.